This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Because my first guest tonight is an Oscar and Grammy Award winner you know from Baby Driver, Django Unchained, and Ray. Please welcome Jamie Foxx.
Steve, hey. Man, you're killing it. Man, you're killing it.
Oh, that's nice of you
no,
to say.
No, it's my first.
That's nice.
No, bro, but it,
I suddenly have great affection for you right now, Jamie Foxx. Thank you so much.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's like another comic to another comic, man. When you see somebody take off like that, man, I ain't seen you. Let me just get a look at you. Yeah,
don't get
man.
Lost.
Don't get lost.
Well, thank you. Thanks, I admire
man.
You greatly.
You got the heat over.
We got
oh,
the
my
best
goodness.
Band right
Come
there.
On,
that's
bro.
Band.
Oh,
man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
He brings it every night.
Cool.
Well, you just brought it right now. Not every guest knows how to make an entrance like that.
Man, you got to come in here. Man, I felt that when we was back there. I said, oh, my goodness. Red beans and rice, dog.
You know the words to that song?
Tell me the words.
I feel good. Yeah. I feel free. I feel fine just being me.
You know what?
I feel good today.
I feel good. I feel free. I feel fine just being me.
You can do it all.
Ah,
you can
feel sing. Good.
Comedy, drama, singing, dancing.
Yeah, male
exotic.
Pointing
chimneys, you can do it all.
Yeah. You sing from your kidneys when you sing, like,
sing from your kidneys.
Sung from my kidneys, New Year's. Then I had to do dialysis for 5 hours.
Mr. Chappelle, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Man, bam. Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm saying Dave Chappelle. Thank you, man. As Dave Chappelle just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Chappelle, man. Yes. Bam. Bam.
Wow.
Man, see, man.
Well, that's all we have time for, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Look, man, I'm just, damn, it's a trip, you know, because we. Y'all don't understand. Like, I see it. I know.
Oh, you're very. Well, listen, what everybody sees you knows. I mean, look at this resume here. In Living Color, Any Given Sunday, Collateral, Django Untrained, Baby Driver, and of course the Oscar for Ray.
Ooh.
One of the greatest biopic performances I've ever seen. And but your first love, I found out, is as a little kid. You loved Late Night.
I love Late
Night.
Like, when I was a kid, like Johnny Carson, my room was the only room with the television.
How'd you work that?
Because we didn't have no money, so that was the only room for anything, really. It was like the television was the only thing in my room, but that's where my grandparents would watch Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
So when I go to school, I get in trouble for making jokes and stuff like that. So my teacher, Miss Reeves, God bless, I don't know where she is, but every Friday she would say, listen, you keep getting in trouble, I'm gonna let you do jokes every Friday for the class. So that way you don't get kicked out of school. And I would just tell jokes from the Carson show.
Do you remember any of Johnny's jokes?
I think one of the jokes, first of all, I think it was a joke was Jimmy Carter. I did a Jimmy Carter impersonation. And it was about Jimmy Carter because Billy was an alcoholic, his brother.
Yeah, had Billy Beer.
Billy Beer, right. So
exactly.
Yeah, so I did a joke like Jimmy Carter singing You Light Up My Life. Mm-hmm. And it was like, hi, so many nights. Me and my brother Billy would sit on the porch waiting for somebody to bring some peanuts and beer. And that was like my thing. It was much funnier in the third grade. I mean, it was killing in the third grade. Like, If you was 9 years old, you'd be on the ground right now.
Now, in third grade, you were not Jamie Foxx. In the third grade, if I'm not wrong, you were Eric Marlin Bishop.
Word up.
Okay.
Word up. Word up.
Where does Jamie Foxx come from?
Listen, man, you know, like in doing stand-up, like when I got to L.A., it was the open mic night. So I put my name down, Eric Bishop. I go up, have a great set, standing ovation, right? I went back for the next few weeks. They wouldn't let me back up because the comedians ran the list. So every time they saw my name, like, no.
Oh, because they don't want the competition.
They don't want the competition. So I'm like, damn, what's up? So I end up going to Santa Monica Improv, Evening at the Improv, back in that day. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that it'll be 100 dudes that would show up, right? But only a few girls. So I wrote on the list, because you have to write on the list, I wrote unisex names, Tracy Brown, Stacy Green, Jamie Foxx. Right?
That's really how it
Word up. So the dude is like, yeah, Stacy Green, Jamie Foxx, is she here? I'm like, hey. Hey. I'm up in here, dog. And then I went on stage. I got a standing ovation because I was a fresh meat. There was a thing called fresh meat where they wanted a comedian to sort of kind of die, you know, who was amateur in between all the great ones. And I got a standing ovation. And then Jamie,
you had to stick with
that's
the
when
name.
It took off.
That's the guy who got called back.
Yeah, but they thought I was stuck up because I wasn't used to the name. So people were like, hey, Jamie Foxx. And I'd be like, yeah, I mean, look at you stuff. So I got used to
that. Because you're waiting for Eric.
I was waiting on Eric Marlin Bishop, man.
No, okay. Okay, well, that's a good question. Is that so?
I'm sorry. Something popped up.
That's right. Okay.
Bam! I'm going to work on that Dave Chappelle thing.
Now, so here's the question. So how long have you been Jamie Foxx?
I've been Jamie Foxx long enough to make some money.
There's no other reason. So if in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody wakes you up, slaps you across the face and goes, what's your name? Are you gonna say Jamie or Eric?
It depends on who she is. Yeah. Now I'll call you right back.
Well, hold on, we gotta take a little break. We'll be right back with more Jamie Foxx.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're here with the lovely and talented Jamie Foxx. Jamie, what's a day in the life of Jamie Foxx? What's it like in the foxhole? There are no atheists in the foxhole. So what's it like? Well, who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with Diddy? What are you doing?
I mean, you know what's crazy? I used to follow Diddy back in the day when Diddy had all of the songs out. Yeah. He was so famous, we couldn't get into our own clubs in L.A. Like, we go in the club, you'll get...
Well, you'd go with him?
No, he would come from New York to L.A.
I see.
And I couldn't even get in the club because he was so famous. And not right now, Fox, Diddy in here. So one day I flipped it on him and showed up in a town... It was town car days. I had a town car. Popped out the town car with a camera. Said, yo, Puff, yo, you got to let me film this. The whole thing, we need to document this, Playboy. He was like... let him through. And I'm like, all right, I'm through. And I had the big Canon camera. It wasn't like this.
Sure, yeah.
You know, so I had the big Canon camera with the light and the battery. Yo, do that again, Puff. And so I started hanging out with Puff, like, back in the day. And I know this story don't make sense, but it's going to make sense. I would hang out and watch him throw parties.
Sure. He famously threw his white party out.
Bro, he would throw a party. One point, I went to Philly, followed him all the way to Philly. He threw a party, and he said, yo, Playboy, this party costs $1.5 million.
To throw?
I'm like, you are out of your mind. And I said, Puff, I'll throw you a party for $400. That will rival this party. Mm-hmm. And he got pissed at me. He said, you don't play with me. I'm your ass. I'm titty. You know what I'm saying? I said, no, I'm not. I respect you. But in L.A., I'm known for throwing, like, these cool little parties. So he came to L.A. in my modest little home. He showed up. Well, he called, like, Saturday morning. Yo, Playboy, I'm in town. Make it happen. I said, cool. So I went into my little phones.
Sure.
Called about 200 of the coolest people. They all came to my house. Puff showed up with, you know, SUVs and FBI. It was just, you know, it was crazy. You know, because it was, you know, it was all, Puff was always sort of dangerous, you know, so he had all kinds of people following. So he gets out and he comes in my house and he looked, he said, oh, that's the girl on that show and that's the guy on that show. And I said, yeah, we're all friends. We all hang out. He said, oh, man, this is great. And I said, yeah, but Puff, look over there on the dinner table. I got Kentucky Fried Chicken. I put it in a nice plate. I said, I got Coca-Cola. I put it in a pitcher. We're at $208 and we are killing it right now. Right?
True story.
Right.
True story.
True story. But here's what's crazy. The people at the party, Puff at that time had a room. Missy Elliott had a room. Dun, 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 you know what I'm saying? Dun, 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 dun. And standing on the wall, nobody knew who he was. Guess who it was? It was Jay-Z. Oh. Standing on, they didn't know who he was yet, and I saw, what's up, man? He said,
it's a nice party, man. Appreciate it.
He should be Dave Chappelle.
No, it's a nice party, like, really, it's crazy, right?
Right? I gotta put that in my act, I'm doing these things. And so then I go in my garage where I have my little stash for my little alcohol, you know, because I have my stash, you know, where I put it in a nice, you know, pitcher or whatever, craft or whatever I put. And so as I'm coming through, it was a tall dude and a short guy, and the short guy goes, he goes, yo, B, it's like this all the time, B? Like, you know, karaoke and people dancing and singing. I said, yeah, who are you? With the Neptunes, my name is Pharrell. Right?
Wow.
At that party, somebody walked in, jaw a little busted, backpack on. Who was it? Kanye West.
Wow. Did you know him at this
point? No, I didn't know. No, everybody was just coming up. They said, yo, there go the next dude. I said, who? Kanye West. I said, what kind of name is Kanye? He said, you know, at the time, it didn't make sense. Then when I met him, bro, he freestyled a rap. I said, yo, they say you rap. He freestyled. I said, oh my God, you're the most incredible rapper in the world. And I was trying to get in music at that time, so I would throw parties for a reason, because Puff was so famous with music. I had a studio in my house. And Kanye goes, thank you, but I got a song, Dad.
I got four guests tonight.
Kanye goes, I got a song, Dad, I think you'll be good on. So I think you'll be good on that song. I said, cool, I got a studio in the back, let's hook it up. So I go in the back of the studio and he sings a song. He says, she says she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little, and I said, wait a minute, I got it. She says she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm an R&B singer too, bro, so I gotta, you know, put the R&B thing on that. And this is when I knew Kanye was in control of everything. He says, don't do that. Just sing the song regular, right? We'll be good. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, this song is whack. He ain't gonna make it. I begrudgingly sing the song, went off and did a bad movie for like 8 weeks, came back, and when I came back, song was number one in the country. So that's the end of the story.
Well, that leads, that's right away. Okay, look, so you won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Okay, you won a Grammy for 2009 for Blame It, Best R&B Performance.
Blame It.
You were nominated for Intuition, Love Changes, Unpredictable, Creepin', and you were nominated for Slow Jams.
See?
Twista, Feet, Kanye, and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Okay, what's it like to, you've featured, you've featured on a lot of songs.
Feet, I do.
How do you get into that game? Because I would like to feat. I would like to feat.
Hey, man, you know
feat Stephen feet, Colbert, or Stephen just Col- even just woo Stephen Colbert. How do you feat?
Anything. You want to really know the real secret?
Yes.
You have to barge into people's studios. Like Kanye, okay, we do Ray Charles. You know what, we do that. after
she
we did, but that's watch how this happens.
Yes.
So Kanye, after Ray Charles comes out, does Gold Digger, but I'm not on it. My boy called me. His name is Breon. He says everything three times. Yo, wake your ass up, wake your ass up, wake your ass up. It's 3 a.m. He said, Kanye got a missile down here. You got to get to the studio. So I'm like, cool. So at 3 a.m, I go down to the studio. He says, follow my lead when we go in here. I said, why? Follow my lead. So I hear the song. Dunk, 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 dunk. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. And I'm like, ooh, that's hot. My boy goes, no, it ain't. Turns it off. He said, that's whack. He said, that's whack. That's whack unless you put Fox on it. And I'm like, what are you doing? He said, go in the booth right now. So I go in the booth. He takes over the session. He takes us, all right, Fox, let's work on it. I'm like, okay, run it back. Run it back. And it was a, can we run it back? And then about an hour and a half later, she take my money. Well, I'm in need of Kiki. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way of a child that digs on me. Come on, man. That's how you do it.
I just have to like absolutely cold step somebody's studio at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Damn right. We're gonna find out where Migos is or Cardi B, and we gonna have out. Yeah.
Well, hold on. We gotta take a little break. We'll be right back with more Jamie Foxx and a special guest. A little surprise for you. Stick around.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Hey, everybody. We're back here with Jamie Foxx. And like I said, you do everything. And now you're going to the second season of your game show, Beat Shazam.
Yeah.
On Fox,
yes.
Second season premieres Tuesday the 29th.
Yes, man.
And this season, it's a family affair. You're doing it with your daughter Corinne.
Man,
okay, she's the DJ on
yes.
it.
Yes.
What is it like to work with your own child out there?
It's amazing, man. Because my daughter, look, in our business, we always get fearful of what our kids can get into. And so my daughter has this onboard computer, her heart and her mind. She's never been in trouble. And it threw me because I was...
I'm going to fact check you on that one. Corinne, can you join us out here?
Yeah. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
What's
so
up?
Nice to meet you. Please have a seat. All's good.
I don't want nobody to turn away.
Everything's good, Dad.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
Okay.
She's so beautiful.
Okay. What is it like working with your father? Is this the first time you guys have done something together?
We've worked together on a few things before, but this is like the first big thing that we're doing together. Uh-huh. And I mean, just watching him this entire time and having to be back there and being like, Dad.
Is that dad stop or cheering your dad on?
Oh, no,
on?
It's dad stop. And especially...
Does he embarrass you?
Oh, all the time. But it's normal. I'm his daughter. I shouldn't be embarrassed. But
sure.
Especially with talk shows, when you come out, Dad...
I know, I'm sorry.
I don't know. You know, everyone, you know, you wave, and then you come and you sit in the seat, and you
sure.
guys just saw... I mean, he's with the band. He has tissues now.
Yes, sure.
There's a whole... It's like a whole performance.
I'm happy to see Steve.
I know you were excited. And I see you.
You see?
But it's a lot.
It's a lot
for me.
Yeah, it's a lot. I have embarrassed my daughter a lot, but what's great about Corinna, she's always been even-keeled. She's always sort of let me play through her whole life, which I even tell her, I say, Corinne, you can get in trouble a little bit because I've been working on all of my dad's stuff. I was going to say, you know, don't you come in this house like you own this house. And you must be out your mind. And she never did any of that. So
it was
me doing that. But to see her USC college grad. And then obviously she's the most beautiful girl on the planet. And so I'm a crier. Like when
I'm a crier.
So like when, even now, you know, I feel the same. Cause when she was 10 years old, she was with me during the Oscars and she leaned over in my ear and said, Dad, even if you don't win, you're still a great actor. Those types of things.
Wow.
And so when I see her now moving to Beat Shazam and she takes over, and to see her handle it, I was flubbing all my lines at the beginning of the show because she was, I was just watching her, watching this girl who, you know, like I said, been in the shadows of a father, but now steps out in such a fantastic way. You can't ask for anything better.
Well, you're the DJ.
See? Ah, la.
You're the DJ on this, on Beat Shazam. Hold it together, Dad. Hold it together, Dad.
You need these two.
Who's got the better taste in music, you or your father?
I've learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Did you learn about some of the... You learned about some of the oldies, like Jay-Z and Diddy.
No,
and,
even older, but I'm a little more eclectic.
She
I like the indie bands and, you know, the...
She would always go like, Dad, I'm going to go see the Broken Crayons. And... What is that?
You're very good. You're very good.
Yeah.
We got them tomorrow night.
I'm a little more open-minded than him.
Yeah.
But because of what she did with knowing all of the music when she's on the show, she knows every song.
Well, a lot of pressure, though.
It is a lot of pressure, but my dad's such a rock star, and he was there with me the entire time, and we had fun.
We had a lot.
It's a really fun show.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, listen, you guys are welcome back anytime because I can't imagine a more fun show than we just had.
Listen, let me explain something to you. We watch you. We love you. We love the fearlessness of you. And to watch coming from me, I was like, this is our first time on your show. Thank you from the bottom, man. I mean, it's dope.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.